Imagine for a second, right? You're trying to hire someone for a really critical new role. You put out the job description, you sit down, stare at the stack of resumes, and this chilling realization just washes over you.
You realize the person you need doesn't exist.
Exactly. The person basically does not exist. And that is the exact reality playing out across the entire tech sector right now. Because looking at the data on the broader market today, AI engineering job postings currently account for nearly 7% of all technical job postings.
Which is huge.
Right. It's a massive 63% year-over-year increase. But here's the staggering, totally counterintuitive part. AI talent makes up less than 1% of all LinkedIn members.
It's just a complete mathematical mismatch.
Yeah, think about the irony there. I mean, for the last 10 years, the whole industry mantra was, learn to code. We pushed millions of people through boot camps to build websites and mobile apps, creating this massive pool of traditional software developers.
Good.
But suddenly the paradigm shifted. Those traditional skills don't just perfectly translate to training neural networks or managing machine learning pipelines. So it created this hyper vacuum for specialized AI architects.
Yeah, you have this tidal wave of demand from companies feeling, frankly, existential pressure to adopt AI.
Yeah.
And that's crashing into a talent pool that is essentially a drop in the bucket.
Totally.
The math simply does not work out for every company, or even most companies, to build their own internal team, because the people who understand, advanced calculus, statistics, and large language model architecture,
They're already gone.
exactly, they're already scooped up by the tech giants, leaving literally everyone else fighting over a fraction of a percent of the workforce.
And that puts you, the listener, in a really fascinating position. Because whether you are, say, a business leader actively trying to integrate AI to stay competitive, or you're just insanely curious about how the tech industry is quietly reorganizing itself behind the scenes, you're watching a massive structural shift happen in real time. Everyone needs AI, but almost no one can actually find or afford the people to build it natively. So the mission of our deep dive today is to explore the cheat code organizations are using to bypass this impossible talent bottleneck, which is AI outsourcing. We're going to map out exactly how companies are getting highly complex AI built today when the human capital simply isn't there. Okay, let's unpack this.
Well, to really grasp the mechanics here, we have to differentiate what we actually mean by outsourcing in this specific context.
Right.
Because when people hear software outsourcing, they immediately picture hiring an external team to write conventional code for a standard mobile app or maybe just set up a CRM.
Yeah, standard web dev stuff.
Exactly. But AI outsourcing operates in a totally different universe. You aren't just hiring coders to run conditional logic. You're trying to access highly specialized, incredibly scarce expertise in, machine learning, generative AI, data engineering, and complex model deployment.
Let me test an analogy on you to see if we're mapping this correctly. It's like hiring a general contractor to build a house, right? But then realizing midway through that you actually need a team of aerospace engineers because you're suddenly building a rocket ship.
That captures the friction perfectly. Because traditional software is deterministic. Like if X happens, do Y. AI is probabilistic.
Right.
You are dealing with models that guess the best outcome based on vast oceans of training data. And managing that uncertainty requires an entirely different engineering mindset. And the momentum behind buying that mindset externally is wild right now.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, industry surveys show 83% of executives are already leveraging AI as part of their outsourced services.
83%. Wow.
Yeah. And even more telling, 20% are developing specific frameworks to manage these emerging digital workers. We're looking at a permanent structural evolution in how enterprise work gets done.
I mean, avoiding that talent bottleneck makes total sense from a resource perspective, right? You bypass spending 8 months just trying to recruit that top 1% of talent, and you also dodge the massive ongoing expense of a full-time, heavily compensated AI team.
Exactly.
Because in reality, you really only need heavy resources during that initial build phase, right? Once the solution is live, the daily maintenance takes a fraction of that engineering power.
You're shifting a massive capital expenditure into a flexible operational expense. You get the agility to scale the team up during intense training phases and then scale it way down when you transition to monitoring. If a mid-sized company attempts to do that internally,
It takes forever.
by the time they recruit the engineers, provision the hardware, and actually clean their data, 18 months have passed, and the model they wanted to use is completely obsolete.
But wait, let me push back on that idea of obsolescence for a second. Is AI moving so fast that an internal team is just inherently doomed to fall behind? Because new models drop, like every Tuesday. If you build an internal team, aren't they going to be constantly struggling to keep up with industry breakthroughs while also just trying to keep the lights on for your daily operations?
What's fascinating here is that you've hit on the exact reason why even enterprise companies with massive budgets are looking outward. An experienced AI outsourcing partner is working with these bleeding-edge technologies every single day.
Right.
Across a dozen different clients and industries, they're forced to stay at the absolute frontier just to survive in their own competitive market. So by partnering with them, a company basically amortizes the cost of R&D. You can adopt new capabilities without constantly rebuilding your internal expertise from scratch.
That structural advantage makes a lot of sense. So if a company recognizes they can't just hire a dozen specialized AI architects off the street, what are their actual mechanical options? Like, how does a business physically engage with this market?
Well, the broader market typically falls into three distinct delivery paths. The first is what we just talked about, which is in-house development.
Right.
We know the friction points there. It requires the highest upfront investment and has the slowest time to launch. However, it does grant a company absolute walled garden control over their intellectual property, and it builds long-term institutional knowledge.
Yeah, if you have infinite time and money, you build your own factory. But for everyone else, there's the second path, right? Full AI outsourcing.
Exactly. This is where an external partner manages the entire pipeline, from the initial data audit all the way to cloud deployment. The upfront cost drops significantly, the time to launch accelerates, and it's highly scalable.
But there's a catch.
Yeah, the primary trade-off is shared project ownership. You lose direct oversight of the day-to-day granular development cycles. It's essentially buying the output rather than managing the machine. Best for end-to-end projects.
And then there's the third path, which requires a very delicate balance, AI staff augmentation. This is more of a hybrid approach. You aren't handing over the entire project. You're just strategically injecting external AI specialists into your existing internal team.
Yes, exactly.
So to use an analogy, staff augmentation is like bringing in a ringer for your bowling team. You still captain the team, you call the shots, whereas AI outsourcing is like hiring a completely new team to bowl the entire tournament for you.
I love that. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, that structural difference highlights a really critical self-assessment a business has to perform.
Which is?
Well, staff augmentation only functions if your organization already possesses sophisticated technical leadership. You have to know how to effectively manage that specialist. If your internal head of engineering doesn't fundamentally understand the life cycle of training a neural network, integrating an external MLOps engineer is just going to create total chaos.
Yeah, that makes sense. Without that internal compass, a business is much better off choosing full outsourcing and just letting the partner drive the technical strategy.
Absolutely.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. If you do choose full outsourcing, you are handing over the keys. But what exactly are they building? Because we are way past the era of slapping a basic decision tree chatbot on a homepage and calling it AI.
Oh, definitely.
So what's on the menu? What are these outsourced teams actually building to generate value?
The applications we're seeing now are incredibly diverse and deeply integrated into core business logic. I mean, we're seeing custom machine learning models deployed for highly specific predictive maintenance. We see generative AI being used to build custom ChatGPT style tools for internal knowledge.
Oh, nice.
There's also NLP or natural language processing being layered over customer service for chatbots and instant sentiment analysis. Plus computer vision being utilized for real-time quality inspection on assembly lines and even analyzing medical imaging.
Let's ground this a bit and dive deeper into a specific industry. Take healthcare, for example. We hear about AI analyzing medical imaging. But an outsourced team doesn't just write a script that looks at an X-ray. Why is outsourcing something like that so incredibly complex compared to standard software?
Because the friction isn't just in the code, it's in the environment. In healthcare, an outsourced team has to build data pipelines that can ingest massive, unstructured data sets like MRIs and messy doctor's notes.
Oh, right, and HIPAA compliance.
Exactly. They have to maintain strict HIPAA compliance, meaning they clean and anonymize that data before it ever touches a model. And then they have to account for algorithmic drift.
Wait, algorithmic drift? What is that?
Yeah, so in traditional software, a button works the exact same way today as it will in 5 years. But AI models actually degrade over time because the real-world data they interact with changes. Maybe a new type of MRI machine produces slightly different image resolutions. If the model isn't constantly monitored and retrained by that outsourced team, its accuracy drifts, which in healthcare could obviously lead to a misdiagnosis.
Yeah.
Building the mechanism to detect and fix that drift is highly specialized work.
Wow. That complexity really highlights the danger of what people call shiny object syndrome, with every software vendor on earth racing to integrate AI into their products, there is this massive FOMO.
Oh, the FOMO is real.
But leaping into AI just to claim you have, it leads to catastrophic over-engineering, doesn't it? I was reading about companies wasting millions of dollars trying to build their own proprietary large language models from scratch just to do something basic like summarize internal HR documents.
That is the number one mistake companies make. They start with the AI technology instead of the business problem. They also try to do too much at once, expect immediate ROI, and choose partners based on cost alone. Training a foundational model from scratch requires millions of dollars in compute power and massive data sets. An experienced outsourcing partner would immediately flag that as a terrible strategy. Instead, they would recommend a much simpler mechanism, like retrieval augmented generation, or RG.
Wait, break that down for us. How does RG solve the problem without the million-dollar price tag?
Sure. So instead of training a new brain completely from scratch, Argi takes an existing off-the-shelf model, like an OpenAI or Anthropic API, and securely connects it to a database containing your company's specific documents.
That's okay.
So when an employee asks the question, the system first retrieves the relevant paragraphs from your internal database, hands them to the AI, and essentially says, answer the user's question using only this specific text. You get highly accurate company-specific answers at a fraction of the cost without over-engineering a proprietary model.
Wow. That exposes a huge vulnerability for businesses trying to navigate this alone. If you don't even know that mechanisms like RGRAG exist, you are going to burn through your budget solving problems the hardest way possible. Which leads us to the critical execution phase. Launching an AI solution is just the starting line. How does a company actually measure if the outsourced project is a success?
You have to ruthlessly track business value, not just the technical sophistication or algorithm accuracy.
Right.
Are employees spending less time on repetitive data entry? Have operating costs actually decreased?
Right, the bottom line.
Exactly. Are decisions being made faster based on data? Is customer retention up? Ultimately, the technology has to justify its existence on the balance sheet.
And when you're choosing that partner to help get you there, you need a critical checklist. They need deep technical expertise, obviously, like doing ML consulting before development even begins. They need industry experience, clear communication, proven case studies, and strict data privacy standards. So what does this all mean? If I'm a business leader listening to this, I understand the need for a partner who can stop me from over-engineering. But I have to push back hard on that data security aspect, because handing over proprietary data and core workflows to an external partner sounds terrifying.
It is a major concern.
How can a business realistically prepare its data and budget when reaching out to a partner for the first time without leaking their secret sauce?
Well, this raises an important question, and it's often the biggest barrier for most enterprises. But the reality is, top-tier AI outsourcing firms don't just ask you to email them your data. They employ highly sophisticated sandboxing techniques. One method is utilizing synthetic data during the build phase.
Synthetic data.
Yeah, the partner creates a mathematically similar, completely artificial data set that mimics your actual patient records or financial logs, and they train the model on that.
So they build the engine using fake fuel and only plug it into the real fuel once it's safely inside the company's walls.
Precisely. Another mechanism is federated learning. In this setup, the outsourcing partner sends the untrained AI model directly to your secure on-premise servers.
Okay.
The model learns from your sensitive data locally. Then, only the mathematical weights and adjustments, like the learnings themselves, not the underlying data, are sent back to the partner to improve the core model. Your raw data never actually leaves your server architecture.
Wow. That completely changes the risk calculus. You don't need a perfectly secure, internally developed AI infrastructure before you reach out for help. But preparing the data is only half the battle. There is also the human element, which analysts refer to as AI readiness.
And this is where most projects actually fail. AI readiness goes way beyond technology. It means an organization is culturally prepared to embrace change, collaborate, and actually adopt the solution. You can build the most elegant predictive model in the world, but if your internal team doesn't trust the algorithm and refuses to use it, your investment is worthless.
It's that classic human-in-the-loop problem. If end users feel like the AI is a black box forced on them by management, they will fight it. Preparing for outsourcing really means bringing stakeholders into the discovery process from day one.
Exactly. When employees see the tool as a lever that eliminates their most tedious tasks rather than a replacement for their jobs, adoption skyrockets.
So let's synthesize all of these moving parts for you, the listener. The inescapable reality is that the demand for AI architecture has vastly outpaced the human talent available. Building a robust internal AI team from scratch is a luxury most organizations simply cannot afford right now.
It's just not feasible.
Because of that, AI outsourcing has evolved from just a cost-saving measure into a critical speed advantage. But pulling it off successfully requires discipline. You have to start with a business problem, not a shiny new tech toy, and find a partner who truly understands your specific industry.
And as you think about how this structural shift applies to your own organization, I want to leave you with one final, slightly provocative thought to mull over.
Lay it on us.
Well, the source text notes that AI development is often directed by human experts who encode their expertise into intelligent systems, right? Streamlining processes like preventive maintenance, quality control, and resilient production planning.
They're essentially downloading their brains into the model.
Exactly. Now think about the profound long-term implication of that. You initially hire an AI outsourcing partner because you are facing a severe talent shortage. But that partner works with your best internal people to build an autonomous system that permanently captures their elite human expertise in code.
Oh, wow.
That system doesn't retire, it doesn't quit, and it scales infinitely. Which forces you to ask, if outsourcing partners are building these systems that capture human expert knowledge and permanently include it into your daily operations, does that mean the AI eventually becomes your new internal team?
That is wild.
And if so, is AI outsourcing actually the ultimate path of bringing expertise permanently in-house?
That completely flips the entire premise on its head. You outsource to survive a lack of talent only to realize you are permanently manufacturing your own perfect digital workforce. That is a fascinating concept to wrestle with. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. Keep questioning how the underlying architecture of our world is evolving. And the next time you see a staggering statistic about a talent shortage, remember to look for the structural cheat codes people are using to build the future anyway.